Thank you for listening to the Beginner Institute podcast. Please join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Beginner Institute, or you can join our email list at http://beginner.com and share these recordings with your family and friends.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa likullin wijhatun huwa muwalliha. فاستبقوا الخيرات أينما تكونوا يأتي بكم الله جميعا إن الله على كل شيء قدير الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The sisters can't hear. I don't know what to do about that. Sure. Inshallah. All right. Can they hear now? Can you guys hear now?
I hope so.
Yeah. Can you hear me now? Still can't hear me?
Still can't.
Yeah, if the sisters can go into the Hifth class. Inshallah. Okay. Bismillah, salatu wassalam ala rasulillah. So we're on ayah number 148, and the conversation about the change of the qibla is continuing, and Allah says something that is basically a universal and a kind of axiom. It's a style of the Quran that Allah deals with a very specific issue, and in the middle of that specific issue He says something that is universal in nature, so you can draw a universal principle from it and reflect on it. And that's the expression وَلِكُلِّنْ وَجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا, which has, I mean, the scholars have just had an extensive amount of commentary on that small phrase, وَلِكُلِّنْ وَجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا. كُلْ in Arabic is usually, it comes with a مُضَافْ إِلَيْهِ, it comes with something that comes after it. And so there's commentary about why there isn't a مُضَافْ إِلَيْهِ here. And لِكُلِّ مَنْ يُوَجِّهْ وَجْهَهُ, and so there's this, all this commentary, but for everyone who has a face to turn in some direction, min kulli ahli qiblatin, some say, for every person who belongs to a qibla, who faces in a direction. But really what Allah has said here by saying kullin is that He's talking about all people, all humanity, whether they follow a qibla or not, whether they pray in a particular direction or not. Allah is saying about everyone, likullin wijhatun. Wijhatun comes from the word wajh, which means face, and wijhatun means a very particular direction. You see, the infinitives in the Arabic language, the masdar in the Arabic language is general, but when you add a tamarbuta to it, when you add the round, then it becomes a very particular, specific thing. So for example, akl is food, but if you say akla, tamarbuta, it's a very particular meal, or it's that particular meal that you had, that's akla. Or darb is hitting, but if you say darba with a tamarbuta, then what does that mean? A very particular hit. That one specific hit, okay? So now here Allah says wijhatun, a very particular direction. Allah is basically talking in majaz here and telling us that all humanity, every single individual, picks a goal in their life, a direction in their life, and they stick to it. And they just, everything they do in the end goes towards that one goal. Sometimes those goals are pathetic. Sometimes those goals are laughable, but sometimes those goals are meaningful. In this case, the physical direction of our prayer has been changed, but now Allah is using that to comment on our direction in life. That everyone, by the way, has a direction, not just in prayer, but in life, they have a direction. Towards huwa muwalliha, He turns towards it. He's the one who turns, and muwalli is interesting because it's both transitive and intransitive, lazim and muta'addi. So He turns Himself towards that direction, and He turns everything He has, everything, everyone around Him towards that direction too. In other words, not only do you pursue a life goal, you try to convince others that that is the way you should be living. You leave a legacy behind you. This is muwalliha. So now Allah has given us a direction, and He's given us not only a physical direction of prayer, but also a direction in life, guidance itself. So now He says, as a result, fastabiqul khayrat, then compete in good deeds. Compete in the few good deeds that Allah has given you to do, compete in them. Fastabiqul. So now, look at this imagery. First you have a goal, of course you face towards that goal, and now you're racing. Now you're racing towards that goal. And of course you can't race if there are different people heading in different directions. The race has to be in a unified direction. So now, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Also, the immediate meaning, even though it has, the meaning is very vast. You know, it's all good deeds. But specific to the context, the deed is salat. Because the deed that is in direction of that, are the two deeds particularly, are salat and hajj. Right, that you should be competing in, or umrah. Those are the deeds you should be particularly competing in, but it's not restricted to those deeds. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يَأْتِ بِكُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا. And then again, speaking of direction, wherever you may be, wherever you may find yourselves, يَأْتِ بِكُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا. Allah will bring you together. Allah will bring all of you all together, جَمِيعًا. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Certainly Allah, He's in complete control over all things. وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ. So the question came by some Sahaba, and some tafsir is commented, even though you've already heard that the Qibla was changed. Some Sahaba said, no, maybe the Qibla is changed specifically when we're in Medina. But what about when we're somewhere else? Should we still pray towards Al-Masjid Al-Haram, or should we stick to Masjid Al-Aqsa as usual? And this is only a hukum for example, Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi or the vicinities in Medina. When we're here, we should pray towards Al-Masjid Al-Haram. Otherwise, we should stay the normal course. So now Allah tells His Messenger, وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّي وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Wherever you may come out from, in other words, whatever place you may be in, and you head out, and you're out there, you have to face your direction now, you have to turn your face in the direction of Al-Masjid Al-Haram. وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And certainly it truly is the truth and the purpose from your Master. And Allah is not at all unaware of what you've continued to do. So this is a reference to those who, in their solitude, even then, are kind of tempted to pray in the old direction. Like, yeah, I know Muslims told us to pray in this direction, but you see, you have to put it in social context. Some Muslims are very new, and their friends and their old family and associates are all Christians and Jews. And so sometimes the travel happens with them also. It's, you know, the situation in Medina is not like the situation in Mecca. The situation in Mecca was very tense. There's a lot of conflict between the Muslims and the non-Muslims. But the situation in Medina is not that tense. I mean, there is tension, but it's not as extreme as it was in Mecca. So the relationships are still intact. Family is still family. So someone's Christian, someone's Jewish, someone's Muslim, but they're still family. It's not like they cut them off completely like they did in Mecca. It didn't happen like that. Also, it didn't happen like that because the Muslims are not being seen as a weird faction. They're a significant population. In Mecca, they're a much smaller number, so it's easier to call them a cult or think of them as a fringe group. But in Medina, they're a significant population. They're a sizable population, and they have, you know, they've got it, you know, and now the Messenger himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is in a position of power, and so are the Muslims. So you don't think of them as outsiders. They're part of society now. And so in that scenario, when the Muslims already had so much of a life that they have spent with the Christians and Jews praying in a particular direction, the temptation would have been maybe when we're not in Medina or when we're by our old friends or old associates, and they're about to pray in a particular direction, maybe we should just kind of stick to the old direction, not be the weird one that prays in the opposite direction. So Allah says, wherever you may be, pray in this direction to the Messenger, but He issues a warning to the rest. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is not at all unaware of what you continue to do. وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّي وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَ. The same injunction a third time. And when an instruction is repeated like this, it is because it's not being internalized enough. You need to not let this go, you need to not forget it. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and for wherever you may come out from, turn your face in the direction of Al-Masjid Al-Haram. وَحَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُمْ. And wherever you may be, فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَ. Then turn your faces in its direction. لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَيْكُمْ حُجَّةٌ. And so that there may not be a case against you by the people may not have a case particularly against you. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ. Except for those who do wrong among them. Meaning the case, what does it mean that لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَيْكُمْ حُجَّةٌ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling us, the Muslims basically at that point, that don't worry about it, nobody's going to make a case against you, nobody's going to blame you, except the only ones who will say something and criticize your new direction will be the wrongdoers, will be those who do wrong. And Allah already called them out in the previous discussion in the same surah, that they already know that that's the proper Qibla. They already know that. So the fact that they're criticizing it further reiterates that they are the ones that are in the wrong. فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِي وَلِأُتِمَّ نِعْمَةِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. Then don't be afraid of them, but be afraid of me. Don't be afraid of what they're going to say, be afraid of myself. فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِي. And this is a very important universal statement. It'll repeat itself again, actually in even more dramatic form, in Surah Ali Imran. And in this surah, before this same, a very similar statement was made to Bani Israel. Allah Azza wa Jal told them, وَإِيَّايَ الْفَرْهَبُونَ, fear only me. Fear only me. As though there are others that they feared, and now Allah is telling them, no, you need to be fearing only and only myself. Now Allah is telling the Muslims, فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِي. Don't be afraid of them, be afraid of me. Don't be afraid of the people, be afraid of me. In Ali Imran, you know, the munafiqun spread a rumor that the people who have just had hurt the Muslims in Uhud are coming for a second run. So they said, in, you know, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. The people are coming back and attacking you again, so, you know, you should be afraid of them. You should really fear the people that are coming, because you're already injured in Uhud, and now they're coming to finish you off. We need to be worried about this, we need to be scared. And Allah says, in response, the believers, it only increased them in their iman. فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ. They said, Allah is enough for us. وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. So now here, this idea of فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِي, what should be explored about that is a society in which you have other religions, and in particular in the Madani phase, you have the Christians and the Jews, people of the book, who are people of knowledge and religion, and they are going out of their way to criticize the Muslims for their practices, because they think of the Muslims as a new kid on the block. They think of them as the new, as deviated form of our original religions. And if you talk to Christian ministers, or even rabbis, and even in their textbooks, like encyclopedias of Judaic faith and things like that, a very common belief among them about Islam is that we're just a deviated form of Christianity and Judaism. We just mixed the two of them together and made up our own little thing. And that's what we are. That's how they see us. And that's how they teach their own to perceive us. That you copied, you know, you copied the whole, or a good chunk of it from the Bible, etc., etc. And when they say that, I say to them, why do you want to burn it then? So, but, you know, but anyway, that's a separate subject, you know. But this idea was already there, that this is not, you know, this is not a legitimate religion. So it's something that should be the object of ridicule. And in that scenario, what Allah is telling us is not to be preoccupied with what they think of your religion. Allah has already established the truth of our faith and the crime of them hiding the truth in their faith. Allah has already exposed that to us. So we don't need to be worried about what they say or what they think. We should just be afraid of Allah and speak the truth. فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِي وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ, and so that I may complete my favor upon you. So this وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ is very beautiful. It comes again in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Allah Azza wa Jal revealed this ayah by most Mufassirun's account after the conquest of Makkah. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Right? They say, I completed my favor upon you. He says then, when Makkah is conquered, then he says, this day I've completed my favor upon you. Okay? This ni'mah. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. Okay? But here he says, وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ, so I change the qibla so that I may complete my favor upon you. Li lam al-kay, you know, for the purpose. I've changed this qibla so that I may complete my favor upon you. And interestingly, when Makkah is conquered, then he says, I've completed my favor upon you. So right now he's turned your direction in it. So now it's begun, but a favor has been done, but it hasn't been completed. It'll be completed when the house is cleansed. But this is just the start of the process. And that'll be the completion of, you know, and of course that would mean that the mission of the messenger has come to a conclusion. When Makkah is cleansed, the house of built by Ibrahim alayhi salam is fixed again, and the Muslims are worshipping in it as they were supposed to worship, as per the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, then the favor of Allah is complete, meaning the mission of the messenger sallallahu alayhi salam is complete. وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ, and so that you may be committed to guidance. And you know, this last part, you know, these fawasil in the Qur'an, these ayah endings in the Qur'an, oftentimes we look at them very casually, but just, I mean, if you look at the kinds of commentary our mufassirun make, there's such insights, such remarkable insights. This ayah about us changing our direction and us being guided is, you know, it directly relates, the immediate impact of it is salah. It's salah. And so the connection between our regularity in prayer and our commitment to guidance is made. In this part, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ, so that you may be guided. And of course, the fundamental components of our guidance, the pillars of our faith, as described by the Prophet himself, والسلام, two of them have to do with the Qibla, as I just mentioned. Two of the aspects of our fundamental practical guidance on this earth has to do with this Qibla. So, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. This is also important because Ibrahim alayhi salam in the same surah had made the dua, وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا. Show us our rituals. Show us the rituals we're supposed to have. And now we're getting ready for that. Which is why in this surah, now that Allah has established the change of the Qibla, now the subject is going to change in the coming ayat that we'll discuss next week, inshallah ta'ala. But what we're going to find is now we're ready to talk about Hajj. Now Hajj will come up. And we're getting ready to have that discussion. Of course, if the Qibla hasn't changed yet, you can't really have the conversation about Hajj. And especially as a right that Allah has, that Hajj should be performed in the way that He intended from back in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That tradition of Ibrahim alayhi salam has to be revived. What tradition? Breaking the idols. Destroying the idols. He did that. And then the Messenger of Allah will get the opportunity to revive that tradition when Makkah is conquered and Hajj is made. Inshallah ta'ala, we'll continue our discussions on Surah Al-Baqarah next week. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Hakim. ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.